thank you for your presence. It does make the darkness tremble, but Lord, it brings us peace. So let the world shake around us, Lord God. Would you be our stabilizer? Help us to take our eyes off of the waves, everything that threatens to overwhelm, and see you as the one that overcomes, the one who holds our hand, the one who holds us. Help us to feel, Lord Jesus, by the power of your Spirit, that stability in our souls this morning. Help us to do more than that. Help us to glory in it. Help us to turn our faces towards the wind. And be so confident in you that we say to the winds, bring it. I know in whom I'm trusted. And he is more than enough. For those right now struggling with the reports that the doctors have given, for those struggling with where the finances are going to come, for those struggling for how the job situation is going to work itself out, how the relationship is going to be resolved, Lord Jesus, in all of our turmoil, help us to see you walking on the waters of this world. Our Lord, our Savior, our Deliverer, we give you praise. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Well, I had an argument with my wife this morning. She was right. Doggone it, she's always right. But that doesn't make it any easier for me. You know, even preachers every now and then can have life come at them so fast. Sometimes they don't always feel like the windshield. Sometimes they feel like the bug. It can get overwhelming at times. Things that you didn't anticipate, things that you didn't count on, already in a season where you're carrying more than you thought you should have said yes to, it just can become overwhelming, right? You ever been there? You know what that feels like? Well, this morning's message is for us. When Jesus came, the angels announced that he was a gift of joy and peace for us. That didn't mean that he was going to make the world peaceful. That means that even in this world, he would be our peace. There's a difference. There's a big difference. I understand that in 1982, a couple wrote their pastor, "Pastor, we're not going to be in church for a while. We've got a project now that we're retired, and we're aiming to see it through. We are finding the most peaceful place in the world to move to. We've researched it. We've gone online. We've looked everywhere we can. We've read all the literature. We've talked to vacation guides and people who know the world. We've been traveling the world ourselves, as you know, for several years, and we will find that place of perfect peace on this earth." They were absolutely certain they were going to find it and move there and have their piece of the peace, right? Well, they thought that they would find that place by Christmas. They didn't. They were still out on the hunt. The pastor gets a postcard from this beautiful place somewhere around Valentine's Day. "We found it, Pastor. We're not even coming home for our stuff. We're staying right here. This is peace on earth. What an incredible island. We didn't even know it was here. Who knows what's in the South Atlantic, right?" But they had moved there, and they were setting up house, and they couldn't be more happy. What you know, they didn't know, and that by April 2nd, the Falkland Islands were going to become hell on earth. The most peaceful place on earth. Unexpectedly became a war zone within a month. That can happen anywhere, anytime in this world. That's the nature of this world. It's a fallen world. It's a broken world. But listen, it's a world into which our Savior has come and still comes. Our Savior, the Prince of Peace, is still available to us in the midst of all of our chaos, all of our difficulty. When we're overwhelmed, He's still above the water and walking on it. He's still capable of reaching down. I love that picture. I wish I had it. Of Jesus. You can see Him up above the water, and He's reaching down through the water, and you're under the water, so the only thing that's really clear is His hand extended to you. Have you seen that picture? I want it on my mantle. Cheryl doesn't like the artistic nature of it very much, but I love that picture, right? I'll have to get it passed by the committee at home. But anyway. But that was the place of perfect peace on earth, the Falkland Islands. You know, England invaded and fought against Argentina for almost 4 months. It became hell on earth. But if you had even been in the Falkland Islands, Jesus has come. His Spirit is available to us all right where we are, no matter what we're facing. And almost as if to give us a little love note, from 2,000 years ago or from heaven that we're anticipating, from both of those places, I think, God made for us a meal. And you know what David said about his meal of his good shepherd? He will prepare me a table, not in the absence of my enemies, but what? Even in the presence of my enemies. He has that table available to you this morning. On the night in which He gave Himself up for us, Jesus gave thanks to the Father as He took the bread and broke the bread and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup and He gave thanks to your Father, and He gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take and drink from this, all of you, for this is the cup of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as long as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, Lord God, we pray that you pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of juice and bread, that we might embrace them by our faith as a point of contact for your peace to invade our hearts and our lives. Come this morning, Lord Jesus, as certainly as you did those 2,000 years ago, come by your Spirit. And we anticipate someday that that peace that we taste of now in part will be fully realized when we are forever in your presence. So, Father, with a little taste of heaven, even here in this earth, that peace that only you can give, that peace that passes understanding, that peace that you said you give, my peace, you said it was. Not as the world gives do I give it unto you, but my peace, your peace, Lord Jesus, that's for what we come. We receive it. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, bless these gifts of juice and bread. Bless them even as we ask your blessing upon us here this morning, praying as you taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen."